Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins. We have a new segment called Gripe Water, where we talk about the things that rub us the wrong way about parenting and babies. And we have our BFPs and BFNs. Let's get to it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 45. Hi, Shauna.
Hello, hello.
Shall we jump right into our weekly check-ins? What's going on with you this week?
So my baby is 17 weeks old.
Gosh,
and
she sounds like she's getting so big. That's like a big number.
It's a really big number, and it means she's 4 months old now.
It goes too fast, Shauna. It's like so slow and so fast at the same time. I don't know how to reconcile that.
It's just crazy. And like the speed at with which they develop is amazing. It's just like just a few short weeks ago, she was just this like tiny flailing little newborn. And now she can do all kinds of things, roll over, like blow raspberries. And it's so fun. She's so fun right now.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, I think I was complaining about how hard it's been lately with the 4 month sleep regression and the fourth leap she's been in. She's been really struggling. And I feel like a lot of that has smoothed out this week. And
so
it's actually been, it's been really nice and fun and just a joy to be with her. Oh, she just melts my heart.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Cause it sounded like you were having a hard time with that 4 month regression.
Yeah. And so was she. You know, I felt really bad because she was struggling really hard. And so we're both feeling better now. We're on the up and up.
How long do you think that lasted altogether, like in retrospect?
2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I'd say the fussiness started maybe like 3 weeks ago and then got pretty bad for about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's not so bad. I mean, you know, it sounds terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, there's hope for you and everyone out there that, yeah.
Yeah, because like every time, it's so funny because every time you go through something, I'm just like, okay, it's coming up. It's coming up. I'm just like right behind you.
Yep, exactly. So another thing that'll be coming up for you soon is the 4 month checkup at the doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which we did, and that went really well. She got her shots, and she did really well with those. I was surprised. Like, she cried, obviously, especially the intramuscular one. Mm. Picked her up, and the doctor made a funny face at her, and she was like, "Heh." And I was like, oh, yay.
Oh, good.
Because it could be so traumatizing when they're just, like, so upset. But I feel like she was very tired and extra cranky for a couple days after getting those shots, and I don't know if that's correlated in at all.
My mom says it is. When my guy got his first shot, she's like, oh, he's going to be super sleepy and he's going to be cranky. So
really? Yep. Okay, so I wasn't just making that up.
You weren't just imagining it, no. I think, I think that's really common. We were talking about that in my mommy and me class because everyone was getting their 2 month shots right around the same time. And it was pretty common. People were like, oh man, like, is it normal that my baby just like slept all day after it and was grumpy every time he woke up? And it's like, yep, that's it. That's how it goes.
Yeah. I have to say, like, after she got the shots, I was a little excited that I'd probably get a lot of napping time.
I know,
so
right?
I think she's probably going to be sleepy, and she was, but then the crankies came on. But she's better now. It's all good. It's all good. And then the big thing that came out of that is the doctor instructed me to start introducing solid foods to her.
Oh, crap. Wow. That's huge.
Yeah, that's really huge. And a little bit earlier than I thought. I was thinking back to my first daughter, and I think I started with her around 5 months, and I remember feeling like, ooh, I'm being a rebel by starting earlier than they suggest, you know, like they would say, wait till 6 months. So yeah, he's like, just give her anything and everything. The only thing you have to wait a year for is honey, like give her little licks of stuff, just start introducing her to the tastes and textures. And so I took that challenge and ran with it, and we started.
So does she like it?
Totally.
Really?
She loves it. Yeah. Yeah. She really likes it. I have to hold her. She sits up pretty well, like with support. So I sit her on my lap. We started just with like rice cereal, you know, that you put a little breast milk into and mix it up, and some applesauce. And at first she was like, what in the hell is this? And was making all kinds of funny faces. I like put the phone in front of me, like with the camera facing us so I could
see her. I was
going to
say, I really hope you videotape this.
Oh, I totally videoed it. She's just like, blah. But she did really well. I thought she would just like spit everything out, but she didn't. She ate everything. And by day two, she was like eagerly opening her mouth when the spoon was coming toward her.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She's a girl after my own heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to be giving her pizza soon. Bagels and cream cheese. So it's fun. That's fun. Awesome. I like it. It's something different to do. I mean, I like having things to do with my baby and sitting down and the, you know, the ritual of the bib and the food. And I love it.
It's you love really a good fun. Ritual.
Oh, God, I love a good ritual. I do. the feeding ritual is key.
See, I'm a little nervous about starting on solid foods because I'm like, we're in a groove with this breastfeeding, you know? Like, mm-hmm. it just is so easy and I don't have to think about it and it's easy cleanup, but yeah. I know it's coming. But also, yeah. I want him to love food because I love food. The thing that would be such a bummer to me is if I got a kid who just won't eat anything, you know?
Yeah, so that would be tough.
So I think starting him as early as possible and giving him a wide variety sounds like a good way to try to at least get him to have a good palate. So that's coming around the bend for us, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you start slow, you start small. It's one of those things where you ease into it. You know, it's like first you start with like little tiny portions, like one tiny bowl and spoon, and you get used to cleaning that up. And then they get older and the meals get bigger and messier, but you're prepped for it by that point.
Yeah.
You're not diving into like, you know, finger foods and everything. So it'll be good. It'll be good.
Yeah. It's not like I'm putting him in front of a steak dinner, right?
Yes. You know, and teaching him how to use a steak knife at 4 months.
That would be dangerous.
That would be so dangerous. He would be up for it though. Kids love to
grab
everything.
Oh, he would love to grab that. Yeah. Yeah. And then he would be very perforated. I would probably be perforated.
Perforated is such a nice way of saying sliced open. You're so sweet. But that's pretty much my check-in. What about you?
So my baby is 13 weeks old. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we had a pretty mellow week. So at the beginning of the week, my mom came into town for 24 hours. She was like a quick visit.
That's so awesome. Like she makes time to just come into town to see you for one day.
Well, and then you know, leave? Yes, she does that wow. anyway because she's great. But this also was in preparation for a longer visit. So what she actually is doing is she came down at the beginning of this week for 24 hours and then was flying up to a meeting in Seattle and then she was going to fly straight back. So she like left her car here and she's staying for a whole week next week. So that's like the trade-off. So she would do that either way, but she, you know, she'd come down for like 2 hours. She's so obsessed with my little guy. It's so sweet. They love each other. So, but she, yeah, but it's sort of the first part of a larger trip. So, but it was nice to see her, you know, and she came and the big thing she did was she, you know, let Corey and I go out and we actually went and saw a movie.
Oh my God. Did you stay awake through it? That's the first thing I can only think
of. We did. We saw Captain Marvel. So I feel like I have to say Captain Marvel was a great movie because we both stayed awake through the whole thing.
That's a good endorsement.
Yeah. On 3 months of complete sleep deprivation. So good going Marvel for making a good, and it was, Captain Marvel was fun. It was a fun, like feminist movie. So I was really into it. And, it's set in the 90s. No one told me it was set in the 90s.
Oh, that's Did a you fun know surprise.
That? Yeah. And so it's like such, I think it's 95. So people of our generation, it's just like, you know, nostalgia bait. Like, and there's all, you know, at the very beginning, this is not a spoiler because this is in the trailer. She like crashes into a Blockbuster video. And I could just hear everyone in the audience who was like in my age demographic, like gasping because they were just like, oh, remember when we used to go to a store and rent movies? It was so funny. Like, the guy next to me was freaking out.
Wow, he was really feeling it.
He really was. He also talked through the whole thing. Corey and I don't know what it is. It's like we must have done something in a previous life that was like bad, but not so bad. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't get any like really, really bad karmic repercussions, but our like punishment for whatever we did in the past life is that we always, without fail, sit next to or in front of someone talking throughout the entire movie.
You must have done something atrocious. In the previous life.
Yeah.
Because
that's
bad. And I will say something to people and I can't tolerate that. Do you guys say anything?
No, we're just passive aggressive. We just like look a lot, like turning our head a lot, you know?
Yeah. But
when I have said something or like, you know, sort of been like, where could you quiet down? It never ends well. I feel like it puts people on defensive and then they just talk more. I don't know.
Yeah, and then I feel weird about being confrontational.
Yeah, I'm not confrontational at all. Although maybe I was thinking like, oh, maybe we didn't do anything that bad to get this to be our, you know, consequence. But it is a very specifically like the worst thing that could happen to Corey type of consequence. Because, you know, he's such a movie fan and it just grates on his nerves so bad.
Well, that is one of the benefits of the streaming services, you know, the Netflix and the Amazon, and being able to just watch it in your own home and tape your spouse's mouth shut so they don't say anything the whole time.
There are also people you know you can watch a movie with and people you know you can't. Like, I love my mother for so many reasons, but it's hard to watch a movie with her because she talks. Mm. And that's her deal. Not in the theater, to be fair. She's not a monster. She does not talk in the theater. But, like, if we're watching TV, like, it's not sacred. So, but anyway, so we went and saw a movie, and that was great. And then at the end of the week, I ended up getting, like, a kind of mild cold. So that was a bummer. Corey stayed home from work one day to, like, let me sleep it off when it was the worst. But this was my first time sort of being sick and having to take care of a baby all by myself. Mm-hmm. So that was an interesting challenge. It was,
you know, sounds exhausting.
Because you're just tired and don't feel good. And they're just like looking at you like, hey, let's still do all the stuff we normally do. And you're just like, but don't you understand, child?
Yes.
I'm so tired. So it was honestly not that bad. And here's the other thing. I was afraid to take Sudafed because it is associated with like lowering breast milk production. Like it's a thing that people take to dry up breast milk when they're trying to wean. So I know that like a lot of people take it and it comes right back, but I was also worried I wanted him to get as much breast milk as possible when I was sick so that he would be protected by the antibodies. And I was worried about making it go lower. So I just didn't want to do it. But if I could have just taken Sudafed or decided it was fine, like I could have taken it. It's safe for breastfeeding. It just might have affected my milk supply. I think I would have felt fine. I think I would have like barely noticed it, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So when you can't get rid of the head congestion during the day, that is when it's killer. Like, ugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did get some Afrin, which we've talked about before on the podcast. Oh, I
love Afrin.
You know, it's 3 days only you can use it, but those 3 days are solid.
Milk it for all it's worth.
Yes. But anyway, that was my week. You know, got to see a movie, got to be a little sick. You know, you win some, you lose some. But yeah.
Sounds good. Should we move on?
Yep. After a quick break.
All right. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
Our next segment is a new segment that we call Gripe Water, where we discuss parenting and baby-related topics that rub us the wrong way. Laura, what do you have for us?
Okay, so I have a major gripe.
Ooh.
My complaint today is about baby clothes sizes.
Okay, go on.
They are so fucking inconsistent. I'm sorry.
You mean across brands?
Yes. Okay, so right now, my son is 13 weeks, so he's 3.5 months-ish, and he is wearing anywhere from, like, he just got out of newborn sizes. He's wearing, like, Carter's size 3 months. Some other brand, he's in the 3 to 6 months.
Uh-huh.
But then if I put him in another brand's 3 to 6 months, he's absolutely swimming in them. So it's really hard for me to know. You know, I have all these hand-me-downs. He has a lot of clothes he's never worn before, and he doesn't really like getting changed. Like, that's probably his least favorite activity of the day.
Yeah.
So it's really, really painful when, like, I grab a piece of clothing out and I try to put it on him. I realize it's, like, too tight. I can't get his little arms in or whatever.
Oh,
and then
no.
I have to start again. And it's just because none of this shit is consistent. Like, one brand's 6 month or 3 month size is equivalent to, like, the next size up in other brands. And it's so confusing. Have you had this problem?
I have. And our friend Jen taught me something. Maybe she's mentioned it to you before, but Carter's, which is one of the biggest kids brands out there, they seem very clear and straightforward with their sizing, right? It's a 3, it's a 6, it's a 9. And so you think, oh, my baby will fit in this when they're 3 months old. Apparently, the secret with Carter's is the 3 is like when the size expires.
Yeah, it's like up to.
So like a 3 means they could wear it up to 3 months. So I wasted a lot of baby clothes on my first, waiting for her to turn 3 months. And then she got there and I put them on. I'm like, well, that's too small now.
Yeah.
So that's very confusing.
It's very confusing. And then like, and again, there, I don't know where they come up with these sizes, where the measurements come from. They're really irregular. And granted, women's clothing is pretty similar. We all know, like, you go to one store and like the size 10 fits you, and you go to another store and a size 12 fits you, and you go to another store and a size 8 fits you. You know what I mean? Like, but it's so frustrating when you have this squirming little baby and you're trying to get the clothes on and he's crying and you're just like, I'm sorry, baby. It said 6 months on it. I thought it would fit.
Yeah. Well, I always thought that like pounds would be more helpful. Like, yes, this fits a baby 7 to 10 pounds.
Yeah, that would be more. That's what they do with like with the snoo sacks. That's what they do. Mm. And they do that with like the Merlin sleep sack, right? You have to be 12 pounds to wear the Merlin sleep sack. I will say that because I have like a long and lean baby, like he's like 50th percentile in height, which totally average, right? And then 10th percentile in weight. So that wouldn't necessarily work because a lot of he's 12 pounds now. And a lot of babies are like 12 pounds at like 5 weeks, right? So like the length is a problem, especially with footed PJs. Footed PJs are like either like too short on him and he's like pushing his legs out, or they're like way too baggy and swimmy. So anyway,
we cut the feet off.
Do you cut the feet off?
No, but I just thought of that solution for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Or just get like the PJs that don't have footies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say we were gifted this brand called Kiki Pants, K-I-C-K-E-E Pants, that are super, super soft and they don't have feet on them, and they've been really great. So we like our Kiki Pants. But I do have to say, I know that I don't want to just spew negativity in the world. So I have to say I learned about something that is actually revolutionary that I want to share to get over this gripe, which is sizecast.com. Have you heard of this?
No, tell me more.
Okay, sizecast.com. If you go to it, it says, stop guessing your kids' sizes. Predict future clothing and gear sizes in your favorite brands based on your child's unique growth chart. Okay, so you put in their birth date. So I'm going to do that. Okay, you put in their birth date, their gender or their sex, sorry. And then you pick the height and weight percentile. You can enter exact measurements. So you can do like their height and their weight, or you can just do like whether they're tiny, petite, average, tall. So I'm going to pick tiny for my guy. And I go, and then it gives you a checklist of basically all the baby brands. Like, it looks like there's at least 100 on here.
Wow.
And it shows you based on the date, so like 1 month, 2 month, 3 months out, what size in each brand you should have your baby in. And you can like print out a chart.
Cool. So what does it say about different things?
Okay. So let's say, so for my guy, I'm going to pick Carter's. Let's see. Let's pick some specific ones that are we use a lot of.
Like, do they have Cat and Jack? The Target brand?
Yep. Carter's, Cat and Jack. Let's do a Gap. And how about Oshkosh B'gosh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So at 4 months. In Carter's, he should be in 3 months. In Cat and Jack, he should be in 3 to 6 months. In Gap, he should be 3 to 6 months. And Oshkosh B'gosh, he should be in 3 months. Those are completely different. In Carter's, it should be up to 3 months, but he's 4 months old.
Yeah,
and then
that's
Cat and Jack is the 3 to 6. That makes sense. That's a little more accurate. So it's pretty cool.
What's it called again?
Sizecast.com.
Cool.
You can go there and you can save it as a bookmark. So you can always sort of like go back and on your phone really quick if you're in a store, look up, you know, okay, I have this brand and my baby's this age. Like, how can we make this work? So I'm really, it's saved me. So I want it to save you from having a gripe.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So Shauna, what is your gripe about this week?
Okay. So, you know, I started my baby on solids because I just literally told you that.
We just talked about it. Yes.
Yes. So, you know, my phone is listening to me, which I know it technically isn't, blah, blah, blah. But I still think it is. And almost immediately started serving me ads based on, you know, feeding my baby solids.
Mm-hmm.
And which is fine. Except this one really rubbed me the wrong way. It's a company called Raised Real, you know, real. Yeah. I'm not real.
Not artificial, but real. No.
And it says, why is baby food so often a choice between sugar-laden goo or making it completely from scratch? At Raised Real, our nutrition experts have developed fresh, organically sourced baby meals delivered right to your front door. And it's got two completely adorable little babies with a box of delivered food. And that just really rubbed me the wrong way because I am not serving my baby sugar-laden goo.
Who does? Where are they getting this advertisement copy from? Like, is there sugar in baby food?
No. So here's what I did. I went to Ralph's because I wanted to start my baby on baby food. And I bought like some Gerber stuff, some beech nut, like little purees and stuff. Same stuff I fed my first. And so after seeing this ad, I was like, I'm like 99.9% sure it's not sugar-laden goo. But thanks for making me feel bad. So I double checked and the green beans, the ingredients are green beans and water. Peas, and water. Sweet potatoes, and water. I mean,
what the hell? They're
just normal food.
And this is Gerber. This isn't like a Whole Foods brand.
No, let me tell you. No, I got off my high horse about all that stuff the first time around. Like, I will buy organic sometimes, but I was way more, I don't know, worried about things the first time around. And this stuff, it's cheaper. It's fine. My daughter's turned out great without eating organic. So maybe I'm already sensitive to all of this stuff. But I'm just like, so now, you know, it's one more thing as a mom that we're not doing right. We can't mm-hmm. even, like, give our babies mm-hmm. little purees without being wrong about it. I'm not doing it real, or I'm doing it artificially. I'm doing it bad, and I need to spend money to get this box of like perfect.
It's like HelloFresh for babies.
Yeah, I guess so.
But you don't have to make it. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure not all baby food is created equal, but it's also like you said, one ingredient or two in water and mush. You know, like water and peas, water any type of like vegetable ground up. And mix with water to make it a little bit softer. It's like, I don't think anyone's feeding their newborns, like, I don't know. What would be?
Apples with, like, a tablespoon of sugar and syrup.
Ice cream?
Ice cream. I don't know. But so then I started paying attention to these ads coming through. Mm-hmm. And here's another one for another service. They all just want to ship me their perfect food. This one, the caption is, did you know that what you feed your baby in their first 1,000 days will impact their lifetime? Lifetime
oh my God.
Is in all caps.
Oh my
health
God.
And well-being. They're like, where's the research to back that up? Why are you making me feel like shit about this?
Well, I mean, if you starve your baby in the first 1,000 days, I'm sure it will affect their well-being.
Maybe that's what they're talking about.
The first 1,000 days is a lot of days. How many years is that?
Yeah, how many days is that?
Hold on, I'm going to do some math here.
I think my three-year-old just came out of 1,000 years.
1,000 divided by 365. It's 2.7 years.
How much?
2.7 years.
Okay. Well, I've got to be ordering little spoons, perfectly uh-huh. made tubs of perfection food for 2.7 years in order for my child to have any shot at life.
Of course you do. Yeah, yeah.
And spend a fortune doing it.
Well, that's how it works. I mean, you as a mother, you need to sacrifice your entire life and career and money to do everything possible to give your child a absolutely perfect existence without a single hardship, including eating Gerber. I mean, God forbid.
God forbid. And the other thing is I should be making this all from scratch if I were a good mother, like buying my own sweet potato and whipping it up.
That's what's so interesting. It's such a like mind fuck too, what that first ad you were reading does, because not only is it shaming you for like getting the like store, like the regular Gerber food, mm-hmm. but it's also like subtly shaming you for not making your own food, but pretending like it's helping you, right?
Yes,
like
totally.
It's like, can you believe people think you have to make your own baby food? That's crazy. Just buy our really expensive organic product instead. Oh.
You can't win, man.
Did you look into how expensive it was?
I know.
It's probably good. You don't want to add, if you click on it, it'll never end. Like, you're going to get all the ads.
And yeah, then gonna, I did click on it, and it's been relentless. It's in my Facebook. It's in my Instagram. It's everywhere. I just don't remember the cost. But yeah, I guess if anyone out there is interested, you can. It's called, I don't know, Real Food or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, it might be fine. It's probably fine food. I think that the problem is the advertising.
It's probably great.
The product is probably fine. The marketing is the issue because we're constantly bombarded with these messages that we're not doing it right. We're not doing enough. And it's like...
Yeah. Mom shame should not be a marketing technique, but it is.
It's probably pretty effective, though. Like... Yeah. You know, and I mean, mom shame shouldn't exist, but it's, you know, it's tapping into a really deep seated anxiety that a lot of us have that we're not doing enough, that we're not doing the right things. That, and, you know, there's so much crap about like how everything we do right now, like sets them on a trajectory that's good or bad. And, you know, it's so tenuous. And then at the same time, you're freaking sleep deprived, like no one's business, and all you can do is survive. And then on top of it, you're being shamed for not making your own baby food. So yeah, that is a solid gripe, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. It feels good to have gotten it off my chest.
Yes, yes. I will say my cousin gifted me she gave me a ton of hand-me-downs, and one of the things she gave me was a baby food making like kit. Like it's like I haven't used it yet because, you know, my baby's only 3 months, but it's
is that called like the baby brezza or something?
Like, yeah, I think that is what it's called. It's like it steams the veggies and then like it's like a baby like blender, and then I mean it looks fine. And it's so funny because she was like, I never used it, here you have it. So it's brand new. Exactly. It was like a ringing endorsement. She's like, I don't have time for that shit. So
yeah. That's the thing, is like that sounds appealing to me. I mean, I'd love to give my baby like fresh green beans every single day, but realistically, am I going to use that and then wash it and do all that? Probably not.
I will say my cousin had a full-time nanny and even then did not use it. So
okay, I'm feeling better about myself. Well, thanks for griping with me, Laura. I feel
anytime,
better.
Anytime, anytime.
All right, let's take a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by L'Olivie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With L'Olivie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter L'Olivie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at L'Olivie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LOLAVIE.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. All right, so we close every show with our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Shauna, do you have a big fat positive or a big fat negative for us this week?
I have a big fat positive.
Yay!
I had a really nice experience at Trader Joe's the other day I wanted to tell you about.
Okay.
So I ran into TJ's with my baby and her stroller to do some shopping, and I grabbed a hand basket.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking around, throwing everything in the hand basket, throwing some stuff under the stroller. And this one woman, a younger woman, very pretty, was just shopping. And she turned and she said, "Do you want me to go get you a little shopping cart?" Because she saw I was like bogged down with my hand basket. And I was like, "Oh, no, it's okay. I don't think I have too much more." She's like, "It's probably hard to push the stroller and the shopping cart." And I was like, "Yeah, I can't do both anyway." And she's like, "Okay, well, you know, your baby's so cute, blah, blah, blah." And so I was like, "Oh, that's really sweet." And then I'm continuing to shop. And I run into her in the next aisle. And I've got even more stuff in my basket now.
Because you always remember, like, you think you're popping in for two things and then, like, you end up with, like, 100 things.
Yes, it was a classic case of that, definitely. The wine bottles were really weighing down my hand basket.
Necessary. Yeah. Necessary.
And so I pass her again and she's like, "Are you done?" And I was like, yeah, this is my second baby. Like, I'm not going to have any more." And she's like, no, I mean, "Are you done shopping?" I was like, "Oh, that's embarrassing. No, I just have a couple more things." She's like, "Here, just put it in my cart. I'm going to walk around the store with you so you don't have to carry this and I'll help you finish shopping." And I was like, "Oh, you're so sweet." And it was so sweet, but I was feeling kind of a little bit like awkward and on the spot. Like, I didn't actually want to walk around with a stranger and make her do that, but she was so sweet. And I was like, "Oh, I don't know." And then this Trader Joe's employee who was stocking stuff on the shelf right behind me overheard our conversation. And he popped up. He's like, "I can help you. I have all the time in the world. Let me carry your basket."
Oh my
gosh.
And
I was like, "You guys, stop it." And she's like, come on. And he's like, it's okay. And I was like, "Oh, fine. I will accept the help. Okay."
Yes.
And I just accepted the help. And, you know, I went with the Trader Joe's guy because that just seemed, I don't know, less awkward, you know, to actually have an employee help me. And so he took my basket and I was like, "I think I just need one more thing." And he followed me around. And of course, I found like 10 more things. I was like, "Oh, here, throw this in.
Yeah.
And he just like did the rest of the shopping with me and carried my heavy basket until I checked out.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
It's nice. I like Trader Joe's. They just seem like a nice company.
I know. They really do.
Yeah, that's nice. And, you know, I think it's hard for me to accept help, too. But, like, the truth is you needed some help. Like, you couldn't juggle all the things. And also, it behooves them because it meant you got to shop there longer, right?
That's true. I probably put more stuff in the basket than I would have because, you know, it was getting too heavy because it like hangs on your forearm as you're walking and pushing with the other hand and it gets really hard. But yeah, it was so nice. And then, of course, I'm such a cynic, Laura. I was like, part of me I left. I was like, "Why was that lady being so nice to me? Is she like trying to sell me an MLM, like sell me her Mary Kay or something like that? It must be. She's too good to be true." And she's probably just a really sweet, wonderful person.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. She might have kids of her own or she might have, you know, personal experience knowing it. You know, she could have a single mom or something, you know?
She did. She was like, "I know how it is." I was like, "Oh, do you have kids?" She's like, "I have nieces and nephews." And, it was just so nice because I feel like as a mom, sometimes you're overlooked or, you know, you're struggling and people just pass you by. And so it was surprising and really sweet.
Yeah, you're a nuisance. You feel like a nuisance with the stroller, right?
Oh, hell yes. I'm like bumping into stuff, getting in the way. Like I can't maneuver it straight. And so.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah. So that was my BFP for the week. What about you?
Okay. So my BFP is something I learned at my mommy and me from my mommy and me teacher. Mm-hmm. My baby is not great on napping. And I always thought, like, I had read Taking Care of Babies said this, and I read, like, naps come after nighttime sleep is solidified, and, like, Taking Care of Babies says naps don't get solidified till, like, 5 months, so don't worry too much about it. So when he would nap for, like, 35 to 40 minutes, I think that was a nap. I was just like, okay, it's a nap. Mm-hmm. But I was informed by my teacher that that's called a cat nap. Like, if they nap less than an hour, that's not considered, like, a proper nap. Did you know this? I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. So he would, like, wake up after, like, 35 or 40 minutes and be awake, and I'd be like, all right, that was our nap. Like, let's go on with our day. But it was hard because I wasn't able to do anything. Like, you know, by the time you get them down, 35 minutes is not a lot of time to get anything done. I was getting no me time. Mm-hmm. So I told this to my mommy and me teacher, and she said, oh, no. So he has a 35 to 40 minute sleep cycle. That's when he goes through one full cycle, you know, REM, whatever, all the whole thing. And she's like, so what you want to do is string two sleep cycles together if you can. Mm-hmm. So she said, what you need to do is go in right before he wakes up and be ready to, like, console him, right? Be ready to shush him back to sleep. And she said it could either be, like, you put your hand on his chest and rock, right? Mm-hmm. You know, rock pretty hard, basically. The minute you see him start to stir, or you might have to pick him up and actually, like, bounce and shush and whatnot. And I have to tell you, I did that this week and I got the greatest naps. It saved my life. Wow. He was napping like 2 hours in the morning. And actually one morning, so what was interesting was that the first nap was always still 35 to 40 minutes. But then when he went down to for his second half of what I'm calling like the second half of the nap, he was out. And he would be out for like an hour and a half, like to the point where I have to like start worrying about waking him up to make sure he's eating enough. Mm-hmm. Like one day I went in, like it had almost been 4 hours since he had eaten. And so I was like, I need to wake him up and eat. I know like feed on demand and whatnot, but I'm trying to get all his calories in during the day so he doesn't like wake up at night for too much. And that's been working for us.
Right.
So I was like, okay, kid, I got to wake you up. So I was like, I'll just open the door. I'll open the blinds, like the blackout curtains. I'll start turn off the white noise. I'll just start making noise. It took him another like 15 minutes of me like pounding around, like opening the closet, getting stuff out of the closet till he finally stirred. And I was like, damn, kid. But I think he was exhausted.
Yeah.
And then the witching hours have gotten better now because of that. So like by the end of the day, he was so freaking exhausted. He was just so tired, overtired that that's why like the 4 to 7 p.m., you know, witching 3 hours was so bad because he was just exhausted. Poor little guy.
Poor guy. Oh, my God. What a great fix and a great tip.
I know. So the first couple of days I had to, like, actually pick him up and bounce him. And sometimes it took a while. Like, she said if it takes more than 10 to 15 minutes, you've lost it. But one day it took 15 minutes before he went back to sleep. And then he stayed asleep for, like, an hour and a half. So cool. It worked. And then on Friday, I was just able to, like, I went in at 38 minutes and right when he started to like sort of move and I started like put my hand on his chest and shimmied him and it worked great. So
perfect.
Yes. So hallelujah.
Yay. That's so awesome. Oh my God. I think our listeners are going to love that tip.
Yes. Tell us if you tried it and if it worked for you, please. You can reach us at bigfatpositivepodcast.com or on the social medias at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at BFP Podcast, or we actually have a community group on Facebook you can join too. Just search for Big Fat Positive Podcast.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Maiko, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening and thanks for talking, Shauna. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you then. Bye, everybody. Oh, what? Yeah. I don't know.
What's wrong?
I was like, I haven't hit record. And then I'm like, yeah, I just hit record.
It's a good thing to double check, though.
It is.
Yeah. Okay.